Hi, my name is Emily Campin. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Betty Payne, who is my grandma. We're recording in St. Louis, Missouri.
Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, so first question we'll start with is, how did gender norms differ when you were growing up?
Being a girl in the 40s, 50s, early 60s, we weren't expected to do much. College wasn't usually in our future. Most people, it was get married, have a family. That's what women did. Didn't hold high positions. They just at work. Most of them were stay-at-home mothers. So changed drastically, because now thank God, women can do almost anything they want, and it's awesome.
Would you say that gender norms were constraining when you were growing up? Did you feel constrained, or do you now only notice it looking back?
Probably just looking back, because it was such a norm then. I mean, sports, we didn't get to play any kind of sports in school and stuff like the girls do now. You were just so used to that you didn't really question it until time started changing and you found out how really behind you were in everything.
So has it had a significant negative impact on your life now?
I don't know if it's negative so much as I regret the fact that I didn't get to do a lot of things, that I really didn't probably go further in my education than a high school graduate. It would have made some difference, I think, later in my life if I would have had the degree and stuff, because of things that happened personally to me. It would have made my life easier. So yeah, I guess it has had some kind of difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on, if that's okay. Kind of on the same lines, what's the most significant difference between the society you grew up in and society now, and how have cultural norms changed over time?
The society I grew up in was very straight-laced. You didn't allow the gays, you didn't allow different religions, you weren't to marry outside of your own religion. Definitely you didn't mix interracial at all. It was not acceptable. You were outcast if you did any of those things. Now it's, the culture has changed that gays are acceptable. The interracial is acceptable, and it's all for the better. I personally feel that way, because we couldn't marry outside of our religion, and now that's not such a big deal anymore, and it does broaden your base of choices with this.
So I presume that you think we've come a long way. Do you think we're close to being perfect or where we need to be?
No, I think you have came a long way, but I still think there's a lot of room for improvement and acceptance from people. I have people in my family that aren't very acceptable to a lot of these differences because they never grew up with it, and that can't change those things. So I think we still have a lot of work to do.
So you think the way that somebody's brought up shapes them into who they are?
I think it has a very substantial base for them, and then it's their choice, if they choose to do it, to think outside that box. And a lot of them don't, and then some of them do.
So you think it's possible to change?
Yes, I do believe it is possible to change.
Do you feel that you've changed and morphed with society? Because you grew up in a completely different time.
I definitely have changed more in society. I am more probably more acceptable to things than a lot of people my age. And I think I'm better for that, because I have broadened my friendship base, my relationship bases. So I think it's been a benefit to me.
That's awesome. Okay, next question. What values do you hold closest to you? And if you had to choose one, which one is most important and why?
The values I hold closest to me are honesty and fairness. And I don't think you can have a good life if you don't have those things in your life. I truly believe that you should treat people like you want to be treated. And I guess probably the most important one to me is honesty. I don't think if you continue to build on lies, then you have nothing. So
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you always felt this way, or is it something that developed because of a certain experience?
No, I pretty much always felt that way. It's because I believe in that, it's caused me to make some decision about things in my life that weren't right, and I had to make, because I believe in honesty and it wasn't happening, so I had to get out of it. So, yeah, it has kind of changed things a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Can you talk to me about the importance of family in your life?
Family to me is one of the most important things you can have. Without family, you really have nothing. I mean, because all through your life, friends are going to come and go. That's the way it is. If you have family, those are the people that are always going to be there. They're going to be there during the bad times. They're going to be there during the good times. They're the people you rely on to help you through things. And without family, I think you're kind of lost.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Are you really close with your family?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Very much. Well, I think I'm close with my family. I don't know how they feel, but...
How do you think your life would be different if you weren't so close with your family?
Oh, I think I would be very bitter. And I think I might be a little more close because I have younger grandchildren that expose me to a lot of different beliefs and things that are going on and values and stuff, and which helps me grow some because I can kind of see through their eyes how things are.
Awesome. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Wow. one of the most important one I learned, and it was much later in my life, is to like myself. That was very hard for me to do, and it was very hard for me to laugh at myself. And I think it's kind of important to be able to kind of see yourself as funny sometimes, you know? Not so serious, and I used to be very, very serious, and things had to be very straight and very, and I think I just learned to relax a little, yep, and take life as it comes.
Have you become more confident in who you are over time?
Yes, I definitely have. I was probably forced into doing that, and thank God I had to do it, because I'm much more confident in what I do.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And I think you instilled that in your daughter and your granddaughter.
I hope so.
If I do say so myself.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Good or bad?
Well, a bad one was when my marriage ended. My ex-husband had a very bad influence on my life. One of the best things that's happened to me that changed my life and the way I think is that my stepson, I've always kind of felt since he was young that he might be gay. And I've always accepted the fact that he could go either way. And I think he's had a big influence in my life in the fact that I've learned about him and I've learned to accept him, and it's changed how I look at things and how I deal with things, because he is a super person, and I'd hate to not have him in my life because he's gay. You know, that would be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think if you didn't have somebody super close to you that was gay, that you would still be as open to?
I probably would be open. I don't know if I would be as open, because I know him personally and I know he's a good person.
Yeah.
But I still would have accepted gays, but maybe not on the level I do now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And, okay, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Oh, wow. I have definitely one very happy memory, and that was the day that my granddaughter was born. She wasn't supposed to come. They didn't know that they could have children. She scared us very bad coming early, and it was just such a joy to finally have a grandchild, because I only have one daughter and I only had one shot at it. So I think that was probably one of the most happiest times of my life.
Awesome. I think we're good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.